Good morning. My name is Candy Heinrichsen. My husband Dan and I have been members of WPC since 1981. It's Loyalty Sunday, and Greg asked if I would be interested in participating to share my faith journey, as my faith has certainly been put through the test over the last 30 years. Have I been loyal to God? Sometimes, but not always, as I seem to question, as we all do, why things happen the way they do. Has God been loyal to me? Without a doubt, I can say that now, although over the last month I wasn't always so sure. It's funny how God works through your children, through friends, through coworkers. On my birthday about 30 years ago, my oldest daughter, Courtney, age 5 at the time, asked me, "Mommy, where does Jesus live?" We hadn't been attending church since we were married in Northbrook 9 years previous, so I thought perhaps it was time to start looking for a church home, as I wanted my daughters to have the benefit of being part of a church family, since I had not been raised in a faith, and I always felt that I missed something. I picked up the phone book. We didn't have the computers then, so I picked up a phone book, and found two Presbyterian churches nearby, one in McHenry and one in Wildwood, both having pastors named Snyder. I thought how curious that was, since Dan and I had been married in 1972 by Reverend James Snyder in Northbrook. Something told me to call the one in Wildwood, and believe it or not, our Jim Snyder answered the phone, and we both immediately recognized each other's voices, and his response was, "Come on over," and as they say, the rest is history. I believe God held my hand when I made that call. 3 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. The timing a coincidence? I think not. Not only did we receive the love and support we needed to get through that crisis, but I was able to reach out to the ladies group here and give a talk what it means to be a breast cancer survivor. It helped me heal emotionally, knowing that perhaps I could help others. Throughout the years, we've gone through typical trials and tribulations that come with raising children, having them leave for college, having them get married and start families of their own. Bringing grandchildren into our lives now has only intensified those family bonds, and now our love can be shared even more fully. As Greg said last week, I think as the years go by, I'm beginning to understand the hokey pokey gospel. The more I question, the more I have to put my whole self in. About 6 weeks ago, my husband Dan began to have some severe abdominal pains, and he said, "I think this is a serious pain." At that point, I took him over to the ER in Grays Lake, and after an exam and a CAT scan, they determined that he had fluid around his liver. Through an aspiration, they determined it was an abscess. After 5 days of waiting, the pathologist finally determined it was a rather rare bacteria for which he needed to be hospitalized immediately to receive IV antibiotic treatment. They tried to drain the fluid, but after having a severe reaction and difficulty breathing, they removed the drain and said he should continue with the IV antibiotics at home, which I could administer.